Hello everyone, my name is Lilia Nikolaeva, and welcome to the third and final episode of my podcast series for Parkinson's disease. In this episode, we are going to be talking about current treatment options and how effective they are. Starting off, current treatment options. To this day and age, there is still no cure for Parkinson's disease. There are, however, many medications that can ease the symptoms of this disease. These medications may help with tremors and increase dopamine in your brain. These medications can be used in combination with other treatments such as surgery or therapy. Therapies can include speech therapy to improve speech problems and physical therapy to focus on walking, tremors, and balance. Surgeries are only offered to patients with advanced Parkinson's disease. Surgeries for Parkinson's disease include a deep brain stimulation surgery. Deep brain stimulation is a surgery in which a surgeon will implant electrodes into specific locations of the brain. Each location can vary for different patients with advanced Parkinson's disease. The concept of a deep brain stimulation is very similar to that of a pacemaker. A lead will implant to a specific location and generate electrical impulses. These electrical impulses can help with movement tremors and reduce the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Now, the effectiveness of treatments. The most effective medication for Parkinson's disease is a drug called carbidopa-levodopa. Carbidopa-levodopa is a natural chemical that passes through your brain and is eventually converted into dopamine. However, one of the weaknesses of this treatment is that as the disease progresses, the effectiveness of the treatment will wear down. There is also a carbidopa-levodopa infusion, which is essentially the same treatment effectiveness, but this is administered through a feeding tube. The feeding tube is placed by a surgical procedure which has risks alone in that. Other treatments include various inhibitors and various different drugs. These medications are not as effective as carbidopa-levodopa and has more side effects. Deep brain stimulation is effective in controlling tremors that are not responsive to carbidopa-levodopa or other medications. Deep brain stimulation is used for patients with advanced Parkinson's disease and may control tremors that medications may not be able to do. Thank you all for listening, and I do hope you enjoyed my podcast series. I have learned a lot about Parkinson's disease from all the research that I did. I wish you all a wonderful rest of your summer.